This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush.
3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, 4-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, my gosh. I just had a thought. To my guys, you too. I want John Sally's opinion on what's going on with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I think he would give it to us raw and uncut. Just a thought.
What do you think is going on with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark?
Snotty, I hate to say race is a big part of it.
But you want
to
do it now or later?
Let's do it later.
Okay.
Because you had teased something.
What did I tease?
I forget.
Jimmy.
Oh yeah.
You have a big statement to make.
No, it's not a. Don't make.
Now, don't back off because now you're on the radio.
No, I'm just. Hey, I'd never do that.
Call it like you see.
I will, Shannon. I'm just telling you. By the day, and I've had downtime on the airplane in the hotel. I'm disappointed with his productivity and how he approached the games without Steph Curry. I said it, Snotty. You are on the books for 50 M's. I don't like what you did and how you played it. And all that went through my mind was you saying, you don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play. It doesn't sit well with me. And if I saw Butler, my grade would change because I know you changed everything. But when we needed you most, Dub Nation, I felt like you were pedestrian and I don't like it. Moving forward,
okay.
What if this were to happen again with the chef or Dre or somebody got hurt?
Probably will.
Why did he not attack these last two games as if his life was on the line? There was too much coffee and domino talk for me when it comes to Jimmy Butler. There's only one way.
You are unbelievable.
I got to get this off my chest. There's only one way I can tell you how I ended my night last night, you and Evan and the listeners. I went back to the DVR when we got home, and I went to the game where Steph got hurt because I wanted to see when he got hurt and when we actually saw it. I saw that, and then I said, you know what? Okay, I got what I needed. I want to watch the game after. And the game after, 20 shots, 9 and 11 field goal attempts, and we're just handing out passes. Nah, buddy. We gave you that chicken because I thought you were Jimmy from Miami. And there he was nowhere to be found when we needed him most. And I'm just telling you, I got a bitter taste in my mouth on how this Warrior season ended.
We'll be fine.
No, we're not. What happened, though? Well, Talk to me, Stoney. I'm in your doctor's office.
There's a few things. One is you didn't say what you said before the show, which is, Stoney, I think I'm done with Butler.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
This guy is a ball player.
I didn't say that. Because he's still here. I'm just mad. Basketball mad.
Well, I've realized this a while ago. Is
about Jimmy.
Here's what you do. This is one of your patterns.
Oh, boy.
One of your patterns is you'll watch something for a brief period of time. And you will believe that the ultimate prize, because they beat Charlotte a couple times, they can go all the way. When you're the only one who believes that, then when they don't go all the way, which they didn't deserve to, nor did they have the talent to, you get to rip Jimmy Butler because you, and only you, had unrealistic expectations.
No. Mm-hmm.
No. No. Yeah.
I like where you're going, but you missed me at the end. Stoney, Dwayne Wade, he has no axe to grind.
Yeah, he does. Okay. So does Haslam.
But they're not. They're saying they are not shocked. Mike, forget them.
Oh.
What happened? 9 and 11 field goal attempts is not going to replace Steph Curry. What happened with Jimmy? And if you're out there, I don't think it's unfair to expect more. What happened? And you're on the books for 50-plus these next two.
I mean, this. Where was this energy? Before.
Man. No.
You can't. How is this team going to beat Minnesota without Curry?
Well, I thought we'd get a more aggressive Jimmy, and if that didn't suffice, I would be okay. But I don't think Dub Nation, he didn't leave it all on the line, man. He just didn't to me. And it doesn't sit well with me, Stoney. You know what? The only thing that will make me feel better is if you tell me or Jimmy says, Guru, I can't do what I did a few years back with Miami.
We can't. Like, he just showed, because he's older. He's older. This team had no shooting. He's older. He's 35.
So
the West is better.
That's just how you look at him.
Did you watch him play?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, did he look like Jimmy Butler from 2 years ago?
At times.
Okay.
So he shot 26 shots. Game three?
That's what happens to old players. They can do it here and there, but not consistently.
Wow. Do you think you're by yourself in with that thinking when you? So you never had expectations when Curry went down from Jimmy to take it to another level?
I told you that the one thing I was shocked about,
wow,
was when the Warriors won game one, when Curry got hurt. We came in here the next day, and I was blown away by how many Warrior fans were saying, we're fine. We can win this series without Steph Curry.
Yes. Well, let me tell you how not. When he takes 9 shots and then follows that up with 11. That's all it's not about missing. It's about you're not taking the shots, and I need to know why. And then they paid you, and you're on the books for 50-plus these next two, and you've already shown us when Batman. So, you know what? Real quick, I was sold a bill of goods, Stoney. I thought the Batman-Robin thing was just stick. So I knew Jimmy was going to field goal attempts, leave it all on the line. But if you're right and you're telling me he's incapable of doing it, then we got a problem.
You know, you asked me what I think happened. I've told you a million times, and then you still ask what I think happened. I think he was slowed by Jaden McDaniels. I think he was deterred by Rudy Gobert camping out in the lane just waiting for him. I think it's taken a toll the last 2 years. He's not the athlete he was. He can't finish at the rim like he has.
That, wow, man.
This team had no shooters when Steph went out, so he absolutely couldn't be a facilitator like he could.
Okay,
There it is.
Let me tell you something. This is there it is, and I'm being real, Stoney. You talk about this Warrior offseason. I told you I was in love, infatuated with the immediate future of this team. But after this showing without Steph and how it ended and the verbal gymnastics that went along with it and I don't know, guys are never going to cry, but I felt like, you know, there wasn't that pain of letting a moment or opportunity go. if you were to ask me, and I'm no GM, Butler would not be off limits if I could go get something younger, faster, bigger, and stronger. There, I said
that. Who wants Jimmy Butler? What team right now would want Jimmy Butler, knowing wow. his past,
wow.
and then also knowing why would the Warriors want to trade him when they went 24-8 down the stretch with him after half a year?
Wow.
I mean, if you were a GM, would you want Jimmy Butler on your team?
Now, it's twofold. Had those last two games of the series played out in front of America, I think the answer would be there's a line. And I still think there's a line. But, Stoddy, I can't believe he slowed down as much as you're making it seem like that we've seen with our eye. But I can't believe that.
See, why? Can I ask you a question? Why don't you believe your eyes? You came in here the last 3 weeks of the season, every day after a game, Steiny, what's with these pump fakes? Like,
I use them.
What's with the pump fakes?
I use them at the 24-hour, man.
He can't get a shot off like he used to.
Wow.
What? No, it's not a wow.
Yeah, it is a wow in the sense that if you're right, they're not getting to where I thought they could get when this trade was consummated.
Well, I never thought they could.
Well, I'm not going to sit here in front and act like Stoddy, everybody was into the Warriors, and I understood it. But I guess I underestimated the gravity of Steph and his impact and effect on Jimmy. But those – I'm watching the games again, Stoddy. If I see Jimmy Butler try to pass in the air – tells you, you don't do that. You don't leave your feet to pass.
Why is he doing it?
I don't know.
Well, I because he's older.
Wow. I would do everything under the sun to try to see what Giannis is, what we could do to get Giannis. I'm really telling you the God honest truth.
Well,
that's how hurt I am. I tried to think, it was okay, but that wasn't good, man. That I didn't 20 shots in two games. And you know that they need you like Miami needed you.
He got hurt against the Houston Rockets. Maybe that had something to do with it. 415, Butler did his best. He's a great player, but he's not carrying this team of young players that can't shoot. Think about this. You're in the Western Conference semifinals, okay? And you're putting a lineup out there of Pajemski, Hield, Butler, Green, and Post. Why in the world would you believe that they could beat a team with Conley, Edwards, McDaniels, Julius Randle, and Gobert? It was a mismatch.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, don't you think that's a mismatch?
I just go back to, and I'm hanging on it, Sonny, game three Saturday where the Warriors had it. I don't want to say in hand, but they had a lead in the fourth quarter. So that game didn't play out as a mismatch. You know, had you,
one game.
And that was where Jimmy was ultra aggressive, but in the fourth quarter he didn't have it. I don't know, man.
If the Warriors had some – let me just ask you this. Let's say the Warriors somehow – would have beaten the Timberwolves without Curry.
Right.
What does that say about Curry? What would that tell you about Curry?
It would say nothing.
He's
already proven. He's a made man. It would say what you have without him. And that's what I bought. And that's what life's about. When you find out that I bought something or was sold something that wasn't really there.
You want to call Curry a top five player in NBA history,
no doubt,
which I don't mind, but then you want to underestimate when he's not on the court. If he's a top five player of all time.
So we can't win one game without him?
You can't win a title.
No, I said now I'm talking one game.
Why don't you acknowledge that's how great he is? That's how great Steph Curry is. Are the Lakers the same without Kobe? Well, maybe if they had Shaq, they'd be pretty good.
Oh, it just makes you think if Jimmy was Durant, could they have got a game from Minnesota without Steph? And I think that answer is yes. That's how my mind works, man. Not to get one game?
Man. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Valkyries and Golden State Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
And I feel like you're talking about Minnesota, who I got picked to beat OKC, Steiny. I feel like you're omitting their warts. And we've talked about it, and you've admitted sometimes they're not buttoned up. So to say they were the Bulls of the Michael Jordan
era. Nobody's saying that.
But it feels like it when
they've made two straight Western Conference finals. So they're a damn good team.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're world beaters.
They could have been had in this series.
Curry, Pajemski, Heald, Green, Butler, Post. How the hell is that team going to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves? How? They beat them one game without Curry. And remember what happened that game? We all agreed, but we didn't acknowledge. They played the worst game in NBA history. I don't know.
So is Butler untouchable in your... Forget.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who would want him? It all depended, obviously, on what was coming back, but is he Elliot
Ness?
No,
he's not. Nobody's untouchable except Curry on this team.
That's how I feel.
Let's go to Anthony in Fairfield. Hey, Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
What's up? I'm so glad I'm here for you, Guru, but I got to give you guys a dose of reality. First of all, the Warriors are only as good as Curry's health. And I don't understand why anybody doesn't get it. It doesn't matter if Jimmy was playoff Jimmy or not. We can't, the system that we know, read and react, pass up a good shot for a better shot. It is all predicated on Stephen Curry. Before that, it was Steph and Clay and Dre when he was younger. And we had Iggy. And like, I don't understand. Our team is only as good as Stephen Curry's health. And when he went down, that was it. Now, I want to say this so people understand it. Look at the last four teams that are wrecked, that are in the playoffs. They're all under 30 years old. Man. Do not understand that the NBA is a young man's game. 35, 36, 37, they don't win titles. And if we keep trying to, like, patch things together, we are going to continue to kick the can down the road, and then we're going to have to rebuild anyway. We should have started this a little while ago.
So what do you do?
And
what do you do?
What we do is we empower the young guys, and we stop trying to grab a star that's not going to make anything better. Giannis, if we get Giannis, all we're going to do is deplete our roster and deplete our future picks. We have to build all the teams that are good now. You know, you think about Minnesota. They had what they had. They traded Cat, and they got Julius Randle. Julius Randle was the piece that they got in, but the other guys have been there. The veteran guys have been there, right? But they built around Ant-Man. You look at the Knicks. They decided, you know what? We're going to build around Jalen Brunson. We're going to go get Bridges. We're going to get Cat. They had DiVincenzo for a little while. You look at OKC. They built around SGA. And then you look at the Pacers. They got Tyrese Halliburton, and they built around him. You don't just, like, puzzle a championship team together. You have to build through the trenches and camaraderie. We had our time. It is over. And if you try to get Giannis, all we're going to do is deplete our future instead of just cultivating a culture and new young talent. The talent that we have is not good enough to compete on a real level. And our Robin to Steph, it was Jordan Poole. It could be Jonathan Kuminga. But you know what happens? Steve Kerr wants everything to be about Stephen Curry. So what happens? You kind of minimize the young guys' growth. That's the price of doing business when you want to do everything for Steph. But look at the playoffs. It's all young guys. Nobody is under 30 right now. Cat isn't. Julius Randle is. Julius Randle might be 29. Jokic, he ain't even 30. It's a young man's game, man. Our time is up, and it's okay. But we're not getting Giannis. And even if we do, we won't win anything because we won't have a bench. We'll be just like the Phoenix Suns.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the call.
Oh, man. Don't call him to get cheered up. Man, well, what young dude did you got to build around? The one young dude was the guy that got exiled and wasn't playing for weeks, and that's Jonathan Kuminga. And then Friday's at the game with the owner. You know, I hope Kuminga doesn't. I want what's best for him, but I want what's best for my team, and that's for him not to go anywhere because he's the best young player you got.
Right, and but I
somehow some's got to change to where, oh, he doesn't do this or that. To make it work.
I disagree with the notion, with the phrase, build around. The Golden State Warriors right now have nobody young to build around. When you talk about building around someone, you're talking about building around Anthony Edwards, building around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, building around Halliburton, building around Curry when he was in his prime.
So what do you do in the meantime if you can't? So what do you do?
They're trying to make do with an older roster, hoping to somehow get through a regular season by cutting corners because they can't. Draymond Green on his podcast yesterday, he said it a million times now. We were playing the playoffs since February, so we were gassed. So now with the Warriors,
I heard that.
What he's really saying is we have to figure out a way where me, Butler, and Steph don't play a lot or don't play as hard as we need to or don't have to expend as much energy in the regular season so that once we get to the postseason, we're going to be ready to go. But they're not good enough. They don't have enough good players to manage their old guys and then have good enough players where they can have a successful year start to finish consistently.
Well, he also said, Steiny, they were chasing. So if you get a do-over and start off and not put yourself in a hole, they wouldn't have been playing playoff games since February. But you know what I mean? So I heard him did say that was astute by him.
Right, but they
were chasing.
But they won 48 games, which is a lot. They still finished 7. So what I'm saying is, even if you bring back this team and those guys are relatively healthy, the big three, you think this is a 55-win team? I don't. Like, that's the conundrum they're in.
So where do you start? It starts with Jonathan Kuminga, Stani. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, it doesn't. It starts and ends with Steph Curry. The organization has made that clear. It's one of the big reasons they went and got Butler. They are committed to having three old guys as their core and their most impactful players.
Okay, how do you improve the edges?
You can't.
Well,
I mean, it's going to be really hard.
You could sign Kuminga and include him in a signing trade if you like.
Okay.
I don't know what would, like, that's a possibility.
All right.
But you can't just go back at it with what you have, I don't believe, and I would be disappointed.
But I don't think they're going to make wholesale changes.
Because I would just say then you didn't look at this regular season. You didn't look at the playoffs hard enough if they choose to do that. Because Steph has said it, and Draymond's alluded to it, like, we got to swap out some things, man, and it ain't going to be us three. It looks like, talking about Dre, Jimmy, and Steph.
Well, let me just ask you from a practical standpoint. If Curry, Butler, and Green are making $140 million, which let's say is 65 to 70% of the cap. You tell me how they're going to get better. They could get better by getting shooting, for sure. Let's go out to Joseph in Vallejo. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call.
What's up, Joe?
I just want to talk about the Mercurio Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler is the master at breakups, and he always checked out mentally but before he do it physically. He know how to get on the court to make it look like he's playing real, like Kobe froze himself out that fourth quarter. His childhood, but he always planned his breakup. The day that he had the Mysterio illness is the same day Giannis said he wanted to be moved. Jimmy, of course, got Milwaukee ties with Marquette. Odds. Never seen Kerr get on par like that and tell him to have his best game. He was auditioning. He going back to Milwaukee where he from. Looney, they done. Looney is going back to Milwaukee, where he's from. They're going to send Kuminga over there. Those four players, they're going to get back Giannis and Lopez, bring him back to the Bay. And he's going to have a stretch five so Draymond don't have to play the five. Stretch five who also can shoot that thing and set great picks. The trade is happening. It's Looney, Kuminga, Potts, and Butler for Giannis and Lopez. They come to the Bay. Jimmy got news of it that day, and it made him sick. Draymond said in his interview, he said he'd been grumpy all day. He said, Jimmy Butler been grumpy all day. He got his money. He's in the trade. The trade will go down.
You call back if it ever does.
How many draft picks are the Warriors going to have to throw in there?
Three? How many you need, Stoddy? Could you, if we get Giannis in this year, for who's the other caller? Our boy, Anthony, I think. Talking about the rod, the bitch. We'll fix the bitch. Steiny, Evan, and Gua get a uniform, but you get Giannis with Curry.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be enough.
Thank you.
That's what hurts about
Evan.
That.
It's just like, Evan.
That was a quarter pounder
would you
meal.
Trade Kuminga, Pods, Butler, and Looney. I get Looney's not under contract next year. And let's say two first.
Oh, E.
For Giannis.
Oh, yeah, why not?
And that's what
life's about.
Yeah, man. Oh, my man. Said he when he got the news that day, he was grumpy.
I don't know exactly the day he's talking about. Do you?
Butler's always kind of grumpy.
The day he had
especially when he
didn't
have his coffee.
I think he shot 9 times and quote unquote, he was evil.
Well, how do you know he's sick when he shoots 9 times?
Man, I'm not going to hate on what he did here.
You already have. You said you were off him.
Yeah, but I went in the lab. Oh, like you got to.
Did you see him not pump fake in the lab?
And leaving his feet to pass. That was like, dude.
Yeah.
But Curry, you know, I understand. Like, this is where I'm at.
You know what? Can you tell me after the break?
I
want you to get your thoughts together because this sounds like it's going to be a doozy. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Michael. Oh, and I see Priest. And we were worried about
Priest.
I got to get into it on the other side. Also, our good best player in AAU history, Caleb, also. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Memorial Day weekend next Monday. It's almost here, so swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointments. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
Couldn't find his butt with a GPS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I tried to do it Sunday, and I just couldn't get it up. You're worthless.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. You know, one thing I was thinking about is we've built ourselves a little community here. It is funny. Steinie, Guru, Evan, the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We're like a family.
I love
and
it.
And we love our family, and sometimes we worry about our family.
And that's what life's about.
And there's been two guys in particular that we've been a little bit concerned about because we haven't heard from them in a little while.
Man, oh man, APB.
And we love them. And as someone who's not a spring chicken, they're not spring chickens either. But we've been a little concerned about Priest in Palo Alto.
Man.
And Skinny Bob in El Rio.
Yeah, I have a clue.
So
I can't wait.
The good news is, Priest in Palo Alto, how you doing, buddy?
Our man.
Good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks for taking my... Oh, man, sure. I'm all right, man. I just hang out. Just, you know, lay low sometimes. You know,
I got you.
I got you. I've been doing this, man, calling sports talk shows since the late 70s. You know.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's been a long run. So sometimes I just like to lay out. You know?
I hear you. Well,
but,
I love it.
But I just want to. You guys get concerned about me. I get concerned about Guru.
Reese, I do, believe man. You because we're family. Go ahead, baby. Tell me why.
I just don't know what it's going to take for you to understand what's happening here. Well, how much of this drug do you got to take to understand that it messes with your mind?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? You
I fell for it, Priest. I fell for the Jimmy Butler thing, man. I really did.
Yeah, but you got to look at the teams left in the playoffs. Do the Warriors resemble any of them?
No.
The playoffs are a trial by fire. They make all your warts look like, you know.
Yeah, boils.
You've been stabbed.
Yeah.
Rocky
Dennis.
So if anything ain't right, it's going to look like a break in the chain. You know what I'm saying? And so when I say, you know, you guys run this play all the time that he's too old, it's not because I don't like Steph Curry.
And no, we got you.
I want to be real clear about that. I want to see him continue to play. What I mean by that is they need to get a lot younger. And they keep getting older. They got to put youth around him. They have to look at this team with clear eyes and stuff. This dude wants to bring back GP and Looney. Think about that. Think about the insanity of that. When you keep doing the same thing over and over again and it's not changing, that's the definition of insanity. They should never be in the play-in if they expect to win a chip. That's just a joke.
Mm.
So I'm saying, bro, you know, for my sanity and yours, because I hear you and it hurts me.
But talk to me real quick, Priest. Kuminga, you talked about youth. And Kerr said he wasn't good enough to play with Steph and the rest. Like, that hurt. And then Kuminga goes out and looks like a young Dominique Wilkins. Like, make that make sense.
Stop. Guru, consider the source. Mm. Just consider the source. The dude, he has issues with players that don't kiss the ring. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
I'm not going to get too political,
no,
but he has an issue with players that don't see things the way that he does. And see, because he was able to break Draymond's mind and make him be something he wasn't. And he did the same thing with Looney, and he's trying to do the same thing with Kuminga, and Kuminga is resisting it.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Mm.
It ain't what he's doing on the court. It's what he's doing within the parameters of how Steve Kerr sees the game. So when you got players, like most coaches, they look at the talent that they have and they coach to the talent. Steve Kerr coaches to a template that he sees in his mind.
Ooh.
And when things don't fit, it disturbs him. He can't handle it. So he'll put in guys, man, that make the picture look a little clearer to him, right? And so that's just how his coaching style. He's a great strategical coach. Tactically, he struggles. When things don't look right,
yep,
he don't know where to go. You feel me?
Yeah.
Priest, thank you for the call. I mean, we
glad you're good, baby.
Thanks for trying to help. Thanks for trying to help me out. He wants to know.
A lot. He said a lot.
He's frustrated.
Like a lot of it.
He's frustrated with you.
Well, no, he's worried about me.
We all are.
No, it's not. Stop. Don't act like it's just me. When Jimmy came to town and everything changed, Let's don't front. We talked about third seed, fourth seed, everybody. If you're going to sit here and do it now, a day after wearing the jersey. Steiny,
please.
You saw the possibility of, oh boy, where can this thing go?
Right.
And the worst part about it, and I would have said it to Priest, he was getting his issue in, is had Curry not got hurt,
okay.
That's what hurts about, yeah, they got beat, but it would have been, it would have felt different had we been at full health.
Well, I don't
the
know.
The main guy.
Would it have felt better if Curry played and they got beat in, let's say, six?
Most definitely. Because then
why?
You would know that wasn't good enough. But because Curry went down the way that
now
he did,
now you think they're good enough.
I'm mad at Jimmy, and I'm only mad, basketball mad, at either you're older, which you are, I thought you had way more left in the tank, which you may not, but for you not to get called out for how you approached the last two games of this series with no Steph Curry, miss me. I can never put my stamp of approval on Jimmy Butler. You owe me. You owe us.
You better hope that the Warriors don't issue a press release saying Butler's undergoing surgery.
No, that should already happen. He should have said it. He should have made an excuse if he was hurt. It's not an excuse, but he didn't say it. I mean, when are we going to say, if you're out there, you're out there. But boy, Stoney, that would be my Christmas. If he said that, Jimmy Butler into a mic. I saw the fall. I feel like, okay, you're older, basketball older, but for you not to even go there, you're telling me you're ready to take grenades from a nobody on the air, me, but it's not just me talking. You got other stewards of the game just scratching their head as to, yeah, it ain't even about him going 15 or 20. It's like, dude, why are you shooting 11 times and thinking that's okay with what's around you? That's all, Steiny.
I mean,
Minnesota's a better.
You're not giving him the benefit of the doubt. You're not giving Butler the benefit of the doubt.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
So this was Udonis Haslam. He knows a little bit about Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
I mean, this is who Jimmy is. I tell people this all the time. Jimmy is a very smart, calculated offensive player. He preys on mistakes. He needs you to have weaknesses. If you don't have a weakness, if you don't make a mistake, it's a tough night for Jimmy Butler. You put Jaden McDaniels on him. You have Ant-Man on him with athleticism. You have Julius Randle on him with size and strength. Then you have Rudy Gobert sitting in the paint. This was just not a series for Jimmy Butler. As great as Jimmy Butler is, there is a difference between LeBron James and Jimmy Butler. There is a difference between Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler. There's a difference between those guys. And that takes away nothing from Jimmy's greatness. He said it himself. I'm not the fastest. I don't jump the highest. I don't have the most skill level, but I play hard as hell. Well, that wasn't enough in this series.
That was Udonis Haslam. The other thing Jimmy Butler said, and we kind of laughed it off, was we got to get Steph back. It's so hard without him. It's so much easier with Steph. I think he was just telling the truth. And I think it was easier for everybody.
Right.
Let's go to Caleb in Livermore.
Oh, man.
Hey, Caleb, how you doing, man?
What's up, my guys?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Game
doing
well. Western Conference Finals tonight, man.
I bet you wish your Warriors were in it. Dude, before I get into my thing, man, where were you for the last few days? You were on like a trip or something?
Yeah, I picked my daughter up from school.
Oh, is it like graduation?
No, she's coming home, so we make it a little thing to where I go get her, help her break camp, and come home.
Oh,
yeah,
that's pretty dope, man. That's dope.
Thanks. I mean,
but Steiny,
yeah.
I gotta get on you, buddy.
For what?
Being right again?
Yeah, I know.
You know, every time I call, and you did a little slick thing about the AU stuff, I gotta get on.
Oh,
you.
I got you. Yeah.
Your performance yesterday wearing that Minnesota Timberwolves clothing.
Sure. Get on.
You just showed the Bay Area 95-7 game and America your true colors. And I got to give it up to you, man. You weren't shy about it. I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
The fact of the matter is, though, let's talk about Jimmy Butler real quick.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Dude, we're getting kind of emotional talking about Jimmy. We just got to break this down real quick. Jimmy Butler in 2023, right? Because everyone's talking about 2023 when they went into the finals. Look at the team he had around him when he was in Miami. the shooting, right? You had Duncan Robinson. You had Tyler Hero. You had Kyle Lowry, Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. I mean, you had dudes who could space the floor. And that's part of Jimmy's game. And there's a reason why that when Steph went out, how it challenging was, because they basically, they loaded up on Jimmy, and when he collapsed the paint, they were in his face, and when he kicked out, dudes couldn't hit shots. Like, that's part of how Jimmy just plays offensively. And Steph, with overall with his gravity, it just makes the game easier for everyone else, including him. There's a reason why he was the Batman, bro, because he was the guy that – or he was the Robin. He was the Robin to Steph's Batman because he was the guy that was playing off Steph. So when Steph went down, it was just a challenge.
Yep.
But I just think, too, like Jimmy wasn't 100%, man, and he's not going to make any excuses. No athlete does, because you don't want people to feel sorry for yourself. But we all saw how Jimmy was moving. I mean, come on, man. The guy clearly was carrying an injury, and they're not even in this position. They're not even in the playoffs without Jimmy Butler. He completely changed this season. And I think Draymond is 100% correct. When this team, I think, going to training camp next year, a full off season to really get to know each other, I think this Warriors team is going to be really good next year. But they do have to make some kind of a move, whether it's for some size, some shooting, but it's not going to be Giannis. Come on, let's be real.
Gotcha, Caleb. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't.
Maybe closer.
I don't know. Yeah. We got a super chat here on the YouTube chat from our buddies at Matco Pest Control, a five spot.
Okay.
Steiny, they get better with a $14.1 million non-taxpayer mid-level exception and their $5.1 million biannual exception for Adams or Brooke Lopez. Then flip JK and Moses Moody and get something for them.
Well,
this is crazy.
Friday, I didn't get to talk to you and Evan, but it actually happened when you guys were off the show. But seeing Kuminga there with, this is just me, seeing him there with the owner, what were your thoughts? Like, again, I don't feel like he's going anywhere now. Forget just the game. It was after the series he had. Yeah, I think Laker had to call him, hey, come hang out with me.
Yeah, Laker was sticking it to Kerr.
Stop.
Don't you think?
Steve, stop.
I do think that Laker, it was kind of his way of saying,
you're still my guy.
This guy's not going anywhere.
Well, all right.
Problem is, he can't come back if everything stays the same. Like, why would Kuminga want to come back if Butler and Draymond are still here?
Well, they have that's a different story because they got his rights. All right. Hey, we got Warren Moonstein. I almost forgot it. One o'clock coming up. We can get into him about the Purdy contract. But also, too, they got the left. Jenna Jackson, they got the control. Unless the team just goes above and beyond for the idea of Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah. Guru mentioned it. Warren Moon coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk to him about Brock Purdy. We started the show talking about Brock Purdy and his contract extension. He's locked in for, where's the numbers again? 181 guaranteed.
Damn, he got paid.
He did. Yep. And Warren Moon, we've had him on before. He's great. One of Guru's favorite all-time quarterbacks. So we'll have him weigh in on Brock Purdy and the contract extension that he got, Warren Moon.
I had a friend who was listening to us, Brian Stoney. You met him one time. And we were talking about Debo and that package being gone or something that Coach Kyle Shanahan won't have to utilize. And he texts me saying, will Shanahan be free now that he doesn't have to worry? I said, no, that tandem was so special at times and made Debo, and Debo got paid and the Niners went to Super Bowls. But isn't that a bit drastic to say now Kyle's not, you know, a slave to that package of trying to find a way to get Debo involved? And I kind of feel like, you know, it's been a year, maybe 2 years, where you hadn't got your return on investment going to Debo in that way. But it wasn't all on, like, Kyle's calling what he wants to call.
I notice you say that a lot. It's not all on.
Yeah,
it's a fair statement. It's never on one thing.
It's like Kuminga and the Warriors. That's not all on him that you didn't get, you know, you weren't able to make him fit better.
Eh,
Maybe. He just showed you that in the playoffs.
He scored in the playoffs.
Yeah, against a damn good defense with length and everything they've come in. Come on now.
Okay, then sign him to $30 million if you think that.
If a team needs youth, he shouldn't be going anywhere. If you need size, he shouldn't be going anywhere.
I told you what's going to happen.
Help me out.
There's going to be a sign and trade. The Warriors are going to end up with Naz Reid. You want Naz Reid? Would you trade Kuminga right now for Naz Reid? Reid's got a player option.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. Because I think he would come in here with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph and give them what you need right away.
As it relates to Deebo Samuel, that was an interesting take.
I hadn't thought, like, man.
Well, I think the reality of the situation was 2 or 3 years ago, Deebo Samuel was an incredible weapon.
You're right.
And so Kyle tried to use him as much as possible. And guess what? Deebo didn't like it that much when he was used.
We don't know that.
He didn't want to play running back. Like, he didn't want the carries that he got in the second half of the season when he was getting 9-10 carries. And then, as he moved away from running the ball as much as he had, he became less effective through the air. And then I think last year, I think your buddy's right. Who was it?
Brian.
I think Brian's right. I think Kyle Shanahan was trying to figure out ways to shoehorn Deebo Samuel into the game plan, like shoehorn him in, as opposed to 2 or 3 years ago when he wanted to, like when he utilized him knowing he was going to get something out of him. I almost feel like Kyle, this past year, he was like, I got to spoon feed this guy. And before, he used him at his discretion, which was any way he wanted to use him.
It's amazing when you do a show with two people, it can be 3, 4, or 5, you're just having a conversation, and two different people like you and I can look at something totally different. And the reason I bring that up is I feel like Deebo would co-sign on this. You owe Kyle everything. And the reason I say that is I don't know how many teams would have drafted you, Deebo Samuel, and envisioned the way that Kyle was going to use you, and then at your highest power, nobody could stop it. So I look at the regression, if you want to call it that, of Deebo Samuel. I put that at the doorstep. I'm being real, Steiny, at Kyle. I feel like opposing defenses figured out we are not going to fall for the okey-doke anymore. We are going to make that man 19 problems, beat us downfield, and more often than not, you didn't even need that to happen because they could do it with the screens and all that and the sweeps and that stuff. So I'm looking real intently this year to see what Deebo does somewhere else with the different, you know, personnel. But also, too, Steiny, what do you say that Kyle could make the adjustment to the adjustment?
I think you're crazy.
Because we saw Deebo getting gang tackled like they could sniff it out and read it right before it even. So when he got the ball, 8 guys, it felt like the whole team was tackling him. I never thought Deebo didn't want to rock.
I think that's crazy. I think it's absolutely crazy.
You don't think they caught up to the that part of Kyle's system not getting beat by Deebo?
So Kyle gets credit for Deebo in a great spot.
For years.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, Deebo can't produce, and it's on Kyle.
Well, the blocking and everything is taking a step back, if you allow me to, if we can just do it for that sake of the conversation, but things have changed. And if you're telling me you can look me in the face and say Deebo is 100% at fault and he's fallen off,
yeah, I think it's 90% Deebo Samuel.
But then what about when we saw him return the kicks in the snow? Well,
you didn't
game
want him to return. Nobody wanted to return kicks.
But
he doesn't want to return
kicks.
The
fact when he got up and running at 20, 25 miles an hour, 30 or 5, he looked like the old Deebo.
Okay. So why wasn't he the old Deebo from scrimmage?
Well, one, he wasn't catching the ball.
I think, you know what? 2 years in football is like 5 years in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I'll tell you what.
No, he took a hell of a lot of hits the way that they used him.
I bet you this. If I ask 49er fans, if Deebo Samuel last year, if the year was on him or Kyle, I don't think you're going to have a lot of support saying it was Kyle.
Well, I'm not saying, and I get, and I believe you.
But that's what you said.
But
you said
100%. No, I said he's at fault too. Like, you got to make an adjustment to the adjustment.
What? Like, if a guy's got a skill set and you're utilizing his skill set and it works, and then you utilize his skill set and it doesn't work, what other thing?
Well, let me
do you have
this.
With him? What are you going to do? Run him up the line
as a receiver since they
not
drafted
really.
Him?
No.
And I think that, and I think that's what led to the downfall too. Is when your rice and gravy went away. We saw you dropped a touchdown against the Rams. It could have changed the fortune of the game. That's on Debo. That's not on Kyle.
Right.
But then you go to the media and say you're not getting the ball. No, you're not getting. Like, it was a lot of weird stuff going on. I just don't think Debo evolved as a wide receiver outside of the screen game.
So, okay, that means it's on him, not Kyle.
What if you ask the Commanders that? They see, hey, you can help us. So they don't look at Debo as you know, dead carcass. They feel like, well, okay, what, you still got something.
What did they end up trading for Debo Samuel to get him?
I don't know.
I don't think it was a whole hell of a lot. I mean.
So you think Debo's done?
I don't think he's done, but I don't think he's not the player he was. Not even close.
And I think they got a lot of guys on the roster that could meet that criteria.
Okay. Well,
Trent Williams, for one, even though I'm his biggest fan, I think he's earned the bounce back or the benefit of the doubt, Stein.
Are you going to have to figure out, are you going to have to find out the same thing about the Niners that you're finding out about the Warriors? That old doesn't work.
Wow. Coming off a birthday, too.
Wow. Who are the 49ers' old players right now? Trent Williams.
Put McCaffrey in there.
McCaffrey.
Kittle?
Kittle. Anybody else older? How many games you want? What would you put the over-under on Trent Williams' games this upcoming season?
13. 13 would be suffice.
What about McCaffrey?
14.
What about Kittle?
15.
Call me crazy, I'd take the under on all three of those. I just would.
Injury.
That's why I'd take the under. That's why I'd take the under. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Man.
What's the man?
Just the Warriors stuff.
Well, not the Niners? Well, we got Warren Moon.
They got a season coming up.
Warren Moon coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk to him about the Brock Purdy contract and where he sees the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC West. Warren is very familiar with that division. And also, we'll get his thoughts on Seattle, see where they're at. Are they better than the 49ers or not? 888-957-9570 is the number. Memorial Day weekend, it's almost here, people. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
How much of this drug do you got to take?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.